70 years ago, our country was at its peak. We had just ended World War II and patriotism was at a high. Freedom echoed through the hearts and minds of our fellow Americans. Women were free to vote and own private business. Equal rights had been won. We were growing economically, and although we had our disagreements and problems, we were united as one great country. Since then, we have seen our country's freedoms challenged. Our freedom of speech is being restricted by the government, college campuses, and big tech. Rioting and looting has run rampant. The war over racism has grown once again, and Americans' patriotism and love of America is declining. The principles of equal rights, speech, and religion are just a few of the many freedoms we've enjoyed that are being attacked today. We must fight to preserve and protect these freedoms so that we may continue to live free from oppression. Here are three freedoms that I believe are heavily attacked today. First, the equality of man is a founding principle that we've defended for almost 250 years. We fought and won the Civil War in order to establish equal rights for all Americans. Through women's suffrage, we had restored women's rights and freedom to vote. Now we battle the issue of equal rights once again, as we see in the George Floyd protests and the Black Lives Matter movement. In addition, the very right to life of an unborn baby is once again a central issue. Secondly, the freedom of speech is a founding freedom that is incredibly important for our country's survival. We exercise the freedom of speech constantly every day, and we would not be able to function together without it. Our founding fathers intended for this freedom to be used to express our opinions and have open discussion of views. But today, it is often used as a way to hurt others through slander, harassment, or threats. We now see censorship occurring, not because of wrongful speech, but simply because of disagreements over beliefs or point of views. College campuses, which have always been known to allow various opinions to be spoken upon, are now restricting who can speak because they don't agree with the views of the speaker. Lastly, the freedom of religion was meant to allow people to believe and worship as they choose without interference from the government. Unfortunately, the separation of church and state has been misinterpreted to mean that the government should not be influenced by religion. Our country was built on religious principles, and without them, we would not have the rights and freedoms that we have today. Religious students in high schools and college campuses are being prevented from forming organizations because of religion, and in some cases, pre-existing groups are being expelled. We also see churches and synagogues vandalized and sued by anti-religious groups more frequently than any time in our past. Some have even gone so far as to say that religious people should not be allowed to be in government positions. As we see these three principles under attack today, we must ask the question, where do we go from here? In order for America to return to its former glory, we must first teach our children the significance of the fundamental freedoms of our country, not only in our schools, but also in our homes. Our children must learn our history as it was, and not as we would have liked it to be. Secondly, although we have some failures in our past, we cannot let these failures define us or keep us from growing as a country. We must move past them, continuing to work together to persevere through our problems and celebrate the many strengths, differences, and amazing things America has to offer. Thirdly, we as a people must return to the hard work ethic that we were founded upon in order to provide for our personal needs and prevent the loss of our fundamental freedoms that we have worked so hard for. This country was created so that we could be free from the tyrannical government of England. If we exchange our freedoms for more government support, we will return to the very thing we separated from. We should promote civic, religious, and philanthropic organizations helping others rather than the government getting more involved. If we continue to rely on our government for our needs, we will lose our freedom and independence. Fourth, we must restore patriotism and the general love of our country and fellow citizens, so we can work together and build each other up rather than tear each other down. So where do we go from here? I believe that if we work together despite our differences, we can restore America to its former glory and power.